Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is. It's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's also the 19th of April, which means it's Patriots Day, which means this fucking day belongs to us, doesn't it? They have removed it from the calendar, people, this year, which goes to show you that I think we're having a hell of an effect. They have removed Patriots Day from our calendars in this country. Why? Because Patriots Day belongs to the people. It belonged to no goddamn government. There was no goddamn government present except for the King of England, and his ass was kicked out of here. And it was him against the people. And this day defines why this country belongs to each and every American national and why it cannot be taken away from us by removing the due process of the law and the Bill of Rights that we established in blood back in 1775 when the people stepped up and took on the goddamn, it was the local government too. Don't think it was just a thing against the king. It was the king's men in the colonies. It was the aristocrats, the good old boys. What can I tell you? It's our day, people. Oh, man. What a morning. Anyways, it's 12:05 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign again. That's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. You'll, of course, you have to punch in the star 6 then mute if you want to come up on the air and be a part of Patriots Day with me today. It is currently 46 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 55 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And hey, man, the weather's broke, I think. I think we're going to have some nice days. Supposed to get up to 68 degrees here within about three or four days. And I'm happy about it. That being said, we're going to talk a little bit about our day when we return from the... when we return.
Tell the time is coming, you can sense it everywhere. You can see it in the faces, all around you see the signs. America is changing, freedom's on the line. Will you be among the patriots? Will you stand?
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, I've been listening to the radio and what might have you this morning, seeing what people got to say about today, and one thing for sure, Mark on his program this morning, he said that the Micro Effect was the only broadcast out there that was going to talk about anything to do with April 19th. Man, I'll tell you guys what. The truth will set us free. And the truth is that the people are, it was an uprising. And this is what we're going to touch on this morning. He talked about Samuel Whitmore, and wow, what a guy, huh? 78 years old. When the British came in, were coming out of Concord, that's when Mr. Whitmore met up with him. He had fought in the French and Indian Wars, and he was 78 years old, and he took out three of them. He went out, and he figured that if he just went out there and started killing them, maybe other people just gather around him, start killing them too, and really they did. started, beat the hell out of the British, stomped them, clear back to Boston, surrounded Boston, started shelling it. This is a full year before the aristocrats stepped up. And, you know, the removal of Patriots Day, I mean, I haven't heard one in the mainstream media, not one mention of it. Not one mention that it is Patriots Day. This is the day the shot was heard around the world. We're little kids, man. We were taught this shit. And but like I said, now it's removed. Why has it been removed from the calendar? For the same reason that, you know, all the hell I've been raising here just lately. It's about the Bill of Rights, people. It's about the Bill of Rights. Why did those people go out and fight for their goddamn rights? There was no political agenda afoot. There was no government. They were serving. They were serving no king. In fact, they were defying one. They were coming out and saying, I, as an individual and free, I have certain natural rights that I was born with, and by God, I'm going to have them or I'm going to kill you. That's all there is to it. And they did the killing, and they did the dying, and they got they won the war. And then the aristocrats, well, within a year of their uprising, the popular people's uprising against the colonial government of the king, well, then here come the aristocrats. Just like we're, I mean, this is kind of like what we're seeing right now. I mean, with these different factions, I mean, there's every level of them. But one thing you can say for sure, everything that you can see or hear that is allowed to be out there on the radio or on the TV has abso-fucking-lutely nothing to do with the Bill of Rights. You won't hear the words spoken Bill of Rights. Why? Because it is the key. They want to remove the Bill of Rights without putting the Bill of Rights out front and saying, we're taking it away. It just went somewhere. It was swept under the carpet like 100 million Americans were back in 2008 when they were dispossessed and made civilly dead. It just went somewhere. They do not want
us.
Yes, sir.
This is Hal.
Hey, Hal. How you doing today, brother? Happy Patriots Day.
That's why I call. I call to wish you and yours and everyone that's listening in, Happy Patriots Day and a salute. This crap's melting finally. I can see mud.
I've been hoping that.
But I don't have internet right now, so I had called in because I wasn't gonna miss this day. So I listen in though.
Oh, awesome, dude.
I'll get out of your way here.
Oh, you're not in the way.
I'm gonna fight with the dogs here in the mud.
Oh.
And listen to you at the same time. But y'all, happy Patriots Day and salute.
Well, you know, brother, there should be parades in the streets. You know, we celebrate the 4th of July. The 4th of July was when the actual, you know, that should be a scorn to we the people, just like removing our day from the goddamn calendar. That belonged to the people. But we celebrate that 4th of July, the hijacking of an uprising, the forming of a government in the middle of an uprising, as if that was something that was actually possible. And it's, you know, that the lies are what are killing us, man. The lies past and present, lies fed upon lies. And it's just like, you know, I was listening to General Mike this morning. And, you know, he comes up and he's, you know, he reads a goddamn insurgency, anti-insurgency. He's reading out of manuals and shit. And it's boring as hell. And I want to tell him, you know, hey, Mike, you know what? Can you tell me what this insurgency, anti-insurgency, what's it about? I mean, what's at the root of it? What's causing it? What is the cause and effect? Now, he talked about the Second Amendment. And, Mark brought up the fact that it is not the Second Amendment. It is the second article of the First Amendment. And the article is not being able to be touched as according to the ninth article, as we've discussed 100 times. And he even told Joe McNeil. And people got to stop doing this. It is not the Second Amendment. When you talk about the Second Amendment to our original Constitution, that was about lawsuits between one state and another. It wasn't about the people's rights, which was what the First Amendment to the Constitution was, the Bill of Rights at all, with 10 articles that can never be touched. And until we can just get these basic concepts together, I mean, I had Mike down there, you know, talking about all the problems with this movement. I'm going to tell you what the fucking problem with the movement is, Mike. It's you. You're ignorant. You're wantingly ignorant. He says, and I'm telling you, he's talking about the second article. And he calls it the Second Amendment to begin with, which means he doesn't have a fucking clue of what he's talking about. But that Second Amendment, that's something they can all harp on. There's a zillion buzzwords. There's a zillion slogans out there. You know, law-abiding people obey law, gun laws and all this horse shit. But then he goes on and continues. I really don't know a whole lot about the rest of the amendment, says this guy. This guy who's going to judge me. because he was talking about people attacking people, and I know he was talking about me. You just don't have the balls to say it. Well, Mikey, I heard you, but you're wrong, buddy. The thing is, you do not understand that this war that we're going to fight is about the fucking Bill of Rights. It is about procedural due process that allows the absolute requirement for the procedural due process that allows us, it doesn't allow us, it is what facilitates us owning property and owning ourselves. If you don't understand that Bill of Rights, I gotta say, you don't belong on the fucking radio pretending you're a patriot. I'm sorry. If you do not understand the common law and the Bill of Rights, what the fuck are you doing? You're out there talking about insurgency, anti-insurgency, against what? For what, dumbass? That's, you talk one-trick pony people and stuff like that, you retard. You don't even know what the hell you are talking about. You can talk, you're talking, you're just going up there and reading procedures about something that's irrelevant to the key issue of the cause, because you do not understand what the key issue to the cause is, because you admittedly do not understand the Bill of Rights, and it's wanton ignorance, because it's not hard to understand. You just, it's got to be about something else, because, well, I can remember when I was young, you know, picking up the Constitution, start reading it, just going, God damn, it was so confusing. It really was. It's just like, God, I'm never going to understand this, you know. And even the Bill of Rights, you know, the Bill of Rights, first thing you read. But I looked at that Bill of Rights, and man, I could really understand what it was telling me I had. I didn't understand. Well, like I said, the first time I actually really got into the Bill of Rights, fourth grade, the teacher actually had a copy of the original Constitution with the Bill of Rights as the First Amendment, like it's supposed to be. But the rest of the Constitution, the powers, you know, that stuff it doesn't exactly pertain to us as individuals, so we don't take the pains to understand. I did, you know, I finally read the Constitution over and over again until I understand how it was supposed to work, and I sure as hell seen that Commerce Clause and that General Welfare Clause for what it was. And when I had studied the law, I goddamn sure knew what it was. It's called open subject matter to be interpreted, which the Bill of Rights is not. That's why those two, we got to rip them apart. We got to throw that fucking Constitution away. Get that Bill of Rights in your hand. Look at it. That belongs to you. It belongs to you. You know, John used to come up and say, you know, more valuable than gold, silver, anything. It is. It is your ability to even have. You can't even have silver and gold that you can say is yours without that. It should be the most sacred thing in every one of our lives. And we should have it, and we should understand it. And hold on, don't you try to violate my Bill of Rights. If we were like that, they would have never got away with this, people. The Bill of Rights isn't the government. It doesn't belong to the nation. It belongs to each individual one of us, man. The people who fought and died, the people who stepped up at Lexington and Concord, they didn't step up for governments. They didn't step up because there was a war of God and the devil either. It was about, God damn it, I got my rights. You're not going to make me a slave. I'm not going to be your boy. You're not going to take my gun. I'll shoot you with the son of a bitch. It was that simple. As simple as the Bill of Rights is. There are certain, we've drawn a line here, man. We're not going to be anybody's slave. Nobody owns us. We own ourselves. And we own the United States. That's why Patriots Day has been removed from the calendar. They want to get this illusion that it was somehow a government. A government did everything, and everything belongs to the government, including you. No, that is not how it happened. The people won this country with their goddamn blood. They killed and died for this country, and it belongs to us. And once that Bill of Rights was put in place, I don't give a shit what fraud has been committed since that day. Every piece of property given to a foreigner, anybody brought in here and gave it where that procedural due process was not followed, that property was taken from an American national illegally. That is just a fact of reality and math, okay? This is why, that's another thing Mikey talked about. Somebody brought up Alex Jones. And this is General Mike's response to having Alex Jones brought up. We should admire Alex Jones, guys. No, listen, because he's intelligent, man. He knows about surgencies and stuff and how to take over governments and stuff. We should admire Alex Jones. We should encourage Alex Jones, and we should study him because he did it, guys. He's got all that money and power that we're all so desperate for here, trying to get our rights back. Or he didn't say that because he don't know that. But I mean, this is what he said. We should study him and then emulate what he did to become successful. Well, Mikey, I hope you're listening, you dead-headed son of a bitch, because what he did was commit treason and sedition against his own people like Benedict Arnold to get his success. That's why he got the success, Mikey. That's why he gets the money. That's why MSNBC, NBC, ABC, Fox, that's why they have the wealth and can get out there. Like you want to get, and you think you can get there just by emulating Alex? Emulate him, and you'll be a traitor too. God damn, this pisses me off. It really burns me because this guy thinks he's such a fucking genius. He does not understand the Bill of Rights of his country. He does not understand how the law works. Yet he's sitting there acting like he's some kind of, you're going to direct the fucking program here, General Mike. Everybody sell your gun and buy a box of Band-Aids. Actually, sell your guns is what he was saying today and send the money to the Micro Effect so they can put up some goddamn satellite feeds so that they can have them a goddamn church movement called the Patriot Movement instead of for the fucking Bill of Rights, okay? Oh, sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay. I'm sorry to interrupt.
That's okay.
I just wondered, you're saying Mikey Mike. Is this the guy that talks a lot about what's going on the border?
Yeah, Mike Nesser. Mike in Arizona.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Thank you.
I mean, I think, you know, I don't think he's such a terrible person. I really don't. But, I mean, he's been in the service, okay, and he's got this idea of, I think he served in, like, he was a medic or something. And it's just like, sell your gun and buy Band-Aids. I mean, I think it was 2 hours, is all of the gun training anybody needs. I mean, you're not going to use that gun. Put that son of a bitch away. It's a useless thing. You know, I'll tell you what, General Mike, send your best trained medic into the bush after me, buddy. He's going to need his fucking Band-Aids, okay? It irks my ass, especially on Patriots Day. I mean, the thing is, they try to take off with just, like, you know, get some kind of subject matter and take off in an argument like they're an expert on something. And I'll tell you what, you give me 4 months, I'll read books on insurgency and I'll come make you look like a goddamn fool. I promise you I will. But you don't understand the Bill of Rights. How can you talk about insurgency, anti-insurgency, any of this shit if you don't know what the hell the insurgency is about? If you cannot define the cause of your fight, how can you ask people to fight for it? And boy, we have defined what the fight is. What was the fight back in 1775? It was for their rights. It was for their rights, people. They didn't come out there because the devil sent King George to exercise evil and nastiness upon him. He did. I mean, King George was there doing it, but they didn't come out and go, "We're God. That's the devil's soldiers. We got to get these Christian soldiers and go kill those devil soldiers." Nuh-uh. That wasn't what it was, people. It was like, I got certain rights. I got the right to have my property. I got the right to have my thoughts that belong to me. I have the right to have my stuff secured to me through a procedural due process, a guarantee of my property that it can't be taken except under very specific conditions that will equate to justice. That's why they came out. I guarantee you there was not one of them out there going, "The devil's a coming, get your gun." I promise you they didn't. It's got us. I mean, geez, people, I don't know what the hell we got to do here. I mean, Mike, if you're listening, get the Bill of Rights and read it. And if you don't understand it, ask me. I'll tell you what it says. And I'll show you, in fact, I will make you understand it. You don't want to. Because, I mean, he starts out his whole program with a reading from the Book of Peter. And he's talking about, you know, submitting to the kings and the goddamn your rulers that God put in place to rule over you. Fuck you, Mike. Ain't gonna do it. There is nobody gonna rule over me, buddy. So get used to the idea. He talks like, you know, it's been an insurgency against the government. We're gonna be like trying to get the government back in place. Kind of like what the Bundys and these other son of a bitches are doing. It's disgusting and it makes me want to puke on Patriots Day. Patriots, those people who came out there they came to fight for themselves. Not for no fucking system. For themselves, for their individual rights and freedoms. Got it? People. I don't know what to say. I hate to get so pissed off on a day like today, but I mean, when I hear this, this is so, if we're going to win this, everybody needs to get the Bill of Rights and understand that belongs to you. It ain't something that belongs to us collectively. It's not something that belongs that a government has given us, a permission of any kind. It just belongs to you. That is for an individual. It belongs to you. And you should defend it like it's your most precious possession, because I promise you it is. And God damn, if you had somebody who went and died to establish this for you, don't you think you owe them minimally to understand what the goddamn words mean? They died for it. And you come and you play these fucking games with, you know, this the battered, worthless contract of the Constitution, all this other horse shit. That one guy's up there, he's for an hour talking about the goddamn banks. Well, yeah, I tell you what, guys. The banks are real. The banks have stolen. Have they? Hell yes, man. You can sit there and talk about it all day. It don't matter. It is fucking irrelevant to the issue. Communism, is it out there? Is it real? Yeah, yeah, hell yeah, man. You can sit there and talk about that all day if you want to, too, but it's e-fucking relevant to the issue. Same with the goddamn, everything that's happening to you is that ball of spaghetti I've talked to you about so many times. You want to go play around fucking pulling on them, trying to unravel it? Go ahead. You're wasting fucking time. It's all irrelevant. The Bill of Rights in place and under enforcement, to having the common law courts to enforce it, they just can't do it. They can't do none of it. I don't care how many books they've written about it and all the little sneaky ways to go about it and try to get over on them in these bullshit systems that cannot exist. It doesn't matter. You're playing with a ball of spaghetti. It doesn't matter. They've written all, the Rothschilds, and they wrote all these banking shit, and so they can steal. Yeah, they can steal blindly, but it's not real. If the Bill of Rights is in place, you snag that fucker and you take everything he's got and you put him in jail. It's real simple. You do it with that Bill of Rights in your hand. Just you. You don't have to have a goddamn army, just you and the court, and maybe a constable, and maybe a posse if necessary. But to pretend otherwise, this is so counterproductive, is what eats me. Everybody just needs to get the goddamn Bill of Rights, get it in your head what that is, and let's do it, let's enforce it. Then we're all free. Fucking banks, we'll take care of them. Everything takes care of it. It takes care of every issue, I promise you. Go ahead, Mark.
You can't be on the fence. I mean, either you're in or you're out. I mean, there is no fence, man.
There is no fence, you know, but it's the menagerie.
When you deal with the Trenches World Report, you gotta know what the hell you're dealing with. You're dealing with freedom. There is no in between, man.
You're right, Mark. The bottom line here is it's like I said, you know, you can look at your television, you can go from this channel to that channel, and you'll see all kinds of shit. You'll see all kinds of angles. You'll see goddamn congressional investigations into things with Russia and all of these things. And you can go to the radio bands and you can hear a thousand different things, just like this bullshit about banks this morning and about the Second Amendment, which isn't the Second Amendment, which proves you don't know what you're talking about. But the bottom line is, it's all fucking irrelevant. That is the ball of spaghetti. Push it aside. It doesn't matter. Get the Bill of Rights in your hand. Just that simple thing. If it's enforced, none of that shit can touch you. It just can't. And you can prosecute anybody that tries it. Anybody who is in that ball of spaghetti, you don't have to pull through all the strands of spaghetti. You just grab that one son of a bitch. Well, he says, well, I'm on the other end of the spaghetti. No, you're right here, son of a bitch. You're in this common law court. I got you. And I got the proofs on you, and I'm going to take care of you, me. Well, you can't do that. I'm a multi-zillion dollar banker with a goddamn huge law firm. See, no good to you here, is it, though? It's all irrelevant. The only thing that is irrelevant on this 19th day of April 2018 is that Bill of Rights, people. That is the only thing that is relevant. The rest of it is me. The rest of it is just a mirage of shit that you can waller in and swim in for the rest of your days, but nothing's going to change it. The Bill of Rights separates you from it and makes you a free individual with all the power of a king. How in the hell anybody else would want anything else is beyond me. But you'll hear it. I mean, you turn on any channel and all of this, I mean, these things that these goddamn media whores and pimps are there in front of you telling you this is what's important. No, it ain't. You know what? That big old problem you think you're showing me 15 facets and investigations and a pile of papers. Irrelevant. If I can break this down to one simple violation of procedural due process, the fuckers in jail were done, okay? Didn't cost $1 million either. I don't care if people think it's pushing, I'm getting too pushy, I don't really give a fuck. It's the Bill of Rights, you dumb, retarded son of a bitches. Read it! If you can't read it and understand it, then don't look at me like I don't know what I'm talking about. You can't argue against it. You know you can't. The people who understand it, no, they can't. Even if it ain't exactly what they want because of that first article. You can't argue against it. It is factual law. And that's why they hate it. That's why even these people calling themselves patriots, you don't hear the goddamn bill. All we should be talking about is the Bill of Rights and how, well, right, this issue here, you want to bring up illegal aliens caught near border with assault rifles. And the only issue here is how does that affect the Bill of Rights? How's the Bill of Rights being violated for this to be occurring? Because I guarantee you it is. The procedural due process is violated because they're handing our country over to these foreign ass invaders. Without due process of the law. It's real simple. All of it's simple. But if it's just, you know, maybe that's what they hate about it. Is that, I mean, you take like this, the good old boy Masonic, dirty church cabal, these people like the Bundys and all these bastards out here that are trying to want to go back to the Reagan years. You see, man, that, you know, like I said, we come up and say, it's not the second article. We got to get this straight. If you're going to talk in law, I always wondered that. How when they transferred over from when it was, the, you know, recognized in law and exercised in law as the second article to the First Amendment, when they switched it over to, you know, the Second Amendment, how in the hell did all that law mesh? Well, I guess it was just gotten rid of after the Civil War, wasn't it? Everything that happened before that was just, well, just didn't happen. Actually, the government. That's why we're getting rid of April 19th, you know, the Patriots Day here. Because it was all done by the government. There was a government thing that did it all. That's why everything belongs to the government. That's why the government controls everything, including you. No, by God. No, by God, it wasn't. Those dirty aristocratic pimps and bastards in the goddamn colonies, they jumped on board because it was a done deal. The people were taking the country. Oh, if we're going to hijack it and we're going to stay in control, man, we got to come up like we're the Patriots a year later. A year after the American Nationals went out and shot it out with the British, surrounded Boston, shot their ass out of Boston. A year later, the real fathers of our country stepped up. Not the men standing on Lexington Green and at Concord Bridge. The real fathers of our country. The aristocrats who took it and took the bitch of the people and wrote it down on a piece of paper and pretended it was theirs. And stepped up, yeah, we're the new government. Well, you look like the same son of a bitch as in the old government. And does anything ever change? Has it changed in 240 years? You look around and you see the same son of a bitches, the same families, and the same sellouts, the same traitors. And it doesn't stop people until we have to do this as individuals, whether we want to or not. It's not on me. It's not on you to build armies or one second. We're at the bottom of the hour. We'll get back into this as soon as we return from these from our bottom of the hour break. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Who will answer cry for warriors? Who will be there the battle line? Who will lift up a prayer for courage? Who will bury me if I die? This sacred ground deserves my all, no less for God, for freedom's call. And if my life be laid down, let it be on sacred ground.
There's a light at the window. I can hear someone knocking on the door. There are voices in the street and the sound of running feet. And they whisper the word revolution. There are men coming down from the valleys. There are tall ships lying off the coast. And they carry the light
of the night, like a whisper in the wind. Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before, now we'll sail the shore. When our cannons will roar,
to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can send donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific time, and that, of course, was Chris DeBerg with The Revolution. And what a cool tune for the day, huh? Back to the issue at hand, the Bill of Rights. I mean, I've been thinking about this. And I don't care who's out there telling who what. If they cannot bring that back to the Bill of Rights, see, that's what makes it mine. That makes it my business. Every issue, I mean, you can bring it up, but bring it back to the Bill of Rights. And that makes it, like I said, it makes it for about me. Otherwise, what are you doing? Are you trying to manipulate me to do something for somebody else, for some other reason? See, the Bill of Rights, it brings it all back to the individual, to each and every one of us, because it belongs to each and every one of us. It is our freedom, in essence. And for people to come up who say, I really don't even understand the words, and I'll take time, I'll read books about insurgency all day long, you know, but I won't take the time to sit down and understand the simple words in that goddamn Bill of Rights and what they mean, so I can understand what's happening to me, so I can understand how I can fix it. If they won't do that, you got to wonder, people. That's all I can tell you. All righty now. We're going to look at something here. We got to do an article at least. Oh, yeah, I'm going to hit this one for sure. You're going to love this. And we told you about, you know, the Koch brothers acted like, oh, they hated Trump and everything. But, boy, isn't everything just working out for the international elite who want slave labor to manufacture the resources they stole from our people? Dreamers are among our best and brightest. Koch brothers to push amnesty with seven-figure ad campaign. See, because that's all it takes. You know, we talk about, you know, how an idea, you know, like the idea of the most important thing in this goddamn country to any individual is that Bill of Rights. And you want to get to talk that idea with your people, boy, you're going to be quashed down. Nobody's going to hear. And they're 1,000 people are going to be financed to bring out balls of spaghetti and side issues, just anything to distract away from what needs to be talked about, the Bill of Rights. And a seven-figure ad campaign because, well, and this is, I mean, this whole thing here comes down to just some fucking greed, just greed of the greedy. Pro-mass immigration GOP mega-donor billionaires, the Koch brothers, are set to release a seven-figure ad campaign to push amnesty for millions of illegal aliens. They should be arrested. They are advocating for the destruction. I mean, for the rest of us, who are these couple of son of a bitches who thinks everything's for them? If you got to starve, that's all right. I'll bring some people in here to eat beans and burritos to get so I can have a bigger pile so I can go take another coin up to the top of my mountain of gold. Push amnesty for millions of illegals in the United States just months ahead of the 2018 midterm elections. Like this is some kind of manipulation. All you're talking about is the 25% of the sellouts that are going to be deported or hung when this shit goes down. Statements by spokesmen for the Koch brothers and their network of organizations reveal that the billionaires are lobbying President Trump and the Republican-controlled Congress to back a plan that would open the door for amnesty for millions of illegal aliens who are eligible and enrolled in the President Obama-created Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals DACA program. Daniel Garza, that must be Irish, the president of the Koch-funded Libra initiative told Business Insider in a statement, the American people deserve a government that is effective and efficient in solving our nation's problem. The majority of the people who are being dispossessed in this country, that's why the stupid people came out and voted for that fucking carnival barker, because they wanted every one of them out. He promised to remove every one of them out here. But the American people, they deserve a government that is effective and efficient for the Koch brothers, for a couple of, it's just like, you know, the Google and Facebook. And, you know, their owners, and, you know, these new robber barons. It's just about us, don't you know? Fuck the rest of you millions of people there who actually own the goddamn country, that we're taking it all for us. And we deserve a government that lets us take it all from you and make slaves out of you. You should have to come and grovel at our feet for food. These son of a bitches have got to go. Congress and the White House have spent a lot of time talking about DACA, but today our elected officials have yet to approve a permanent legislative solution. That's because it is going directly against the will of the people. We're on the edge of armed uprising, just like we were back in 1775. And these stupid sons of bitches, stupid as they are, they ain't that goddamn stupid yet. They will make the move, and they will. It's going to happen. That we know what we're going to have to do. The Dreamers are among our best and brightest because the Koch brothers say so, and because they represent a colonization of cheap labor that take away everything that belongs to an American national and hand it over to the Koch brothers, and all they got to feed them is a bowl of beans. They are our students, workers, and men, and the fact that they're here and that they were students, that they are working our jobs, is a goddamn affront to any American national. Men and women risking their lives in our armed forces, shove it up your ass. They ain't our armed forces. That's a United Nations thug force going around the world, mugging up on people for the goddamn Israelis. Washington must come together and approve a bipartisan solution that provides certainty for Dreamers. I'm certain about something, Koch brother, son of a bitch. You deserve a rope around your treasonous neck. And security improvements along our border, you shove it up your ass. You think people are really that stupid? Mean, nobody's going to buy this shit. This is going to be their excuse for doing it. Well, there was just this big outpouring of people wanting, don't you know, didn't you see all the commercials paid for by the Koch brothers? Why are the people so pissed off? This is what they wanted. That's what the commercial said. Elected officials must stop thinking about this as a campaign issue. This is an avoidable crisis. We're only here because of Washington's failure to act. And I was listening to some of these son of a bitches on that Fox News. These rich bastards, these elitist son of a bitches, like we were talking about yesterday. These banks that stole from us, put our great-grandchildren in debt that is never going to be collected because you owe us the goddamn money, you thieving bastards. At any point, they're sitting there and they're talking about, well, the economy's going to go down or the GDP's going to drop because we just ain't got enough people here to work, people. No, we ain't got enough people here to work for a bowl of fucking beans, which is what you son of a bitches think you're going to do to us. Well, I got news for you. There's such a thing as goddamn resistance. There's such a thing as we outnumber you 1,000 to 1 and we're going to hang your goddamn asses. James Davis, a spokesman for Koch Brothers, told Axis, effective officials must stop thinking about this as a campaign issue. This is an avoidable crisis. We're only here because of Washington's failure to act. So you're going to step in, corporate son of a bitch and robber baron, and they won't bring in the goddamn slave force you want to displace the American people. So you're going to just do it on your own, you think, huh? It is time for people to start acting like they did, at least in my grandfather's time. Hell, they'd go out and kill somebody over their job. President Trump and our congressional leaders should step up and do the right thing. This is too big of a problem for lawmakers to ignore or to allow politics to get in the way of. Oh, politics. Oh, you mean the people? You sorry bastards, man. You can't say enough. I mean, maybe you'd have to get a word from that planet that Prince came from before you could describe how loathsome these bastards are. The plan by the Koch brothers to lobby the Trump administration and the Republican-controlled Congress to pass an amnesty ahead of the 2018 midterm elections is a strategic political move for the billionaires in order to prevent Trump and like-minded Republicans from running campaigns against cheap foreign labor and mass. This is what they want. They want it. Them dirty rich bastards living in goddamn castles from your stolen resources. They want to put you out in the goddamn dirt in a mud hut. That's all you, because they ain't got enough people. What they want is you under their goddamn thumb. They want to own you. These arrogant sons of bitches, and you take one of them. I mean, bring them right here to my yard. I will go out there and I will fucking deal with them. No guns, no knives with my bare hands. They couldn't stand up in a real fight in the real jungle or the real world. This is all an artificially created false reality made of that big spaghetti ball where some little pissant piece of shit like the Koch brothers could run roughshod over people that could just outthink them, outwork them. Beat their ass down into the ground. This is how upside down and backwards things are. And it ain't the devil doing it. It's the people's neglect of their Bill of Rights that's doing it.
I watched, when I deliver to their bullshit facilities, I have to sit there and watch 300 wetbacks come out of that. They have their shifts, you know. Mm-hmm. When the shift ends, I'm parked right there when watch them all walk out. 300 wetbacks. You should see it, Henry. Not one white boy, not one real American comes out of that goddamn facility.
Well, this is the international corporate elite. See, they're pre-mess here. This is why, like I said, removing the 19th. The people don't own this country. We're just a labor force here in their country that belongs to them, where only they have rights. And if you're looking at it, well, that's just too expensive. You're too expensive. I'm going to replace you with these other third worlders. Bring them on over here. You'll work for a bowl of beans when I'm finished with you, American. How about I take my goddamn gun and blow your fucking head off, you elitist piece of shit? How about that? How about I'm not going to be your boy? How about this goddamn country does belong to me? And everything you've got in your coffers over there, you fucking stole, and I can prove it. I'm gonna hang you, and I'm gonna take every goddamn thing you got. Generationally, for 10 generations, your bloodline is not gonna be allowed to own anything as punishment. How about that? Oh, no corruption of blood. It says it in the Constitution. Well, you done got rid of that Constitution through violation. We're writing a new one. A push for amnesty ahead of the 28 midterm elections is deeply unpopular with Republican voters. As Breitbart News most recently reported, reducing overall immigration Breitbart's one of the ones, Steve Bannon, I mean, this is one of the ones that put the carnival barker in, wasn't it? You know, the guy that was going to get rid of every one of them that came here illegal had to go. And then we're going to build a big wall with a little door. And only a few are going to be let in, and that ain't even legal. Because they've never had the authority to give what belongs to us away. Again, this is why April 19th, that's why Patriots Day has been removed. Because it is the essence that the people took this goddamn country. You think that handful of cowardly ass, spineless, treasonous, king's men of aristocrats, just if everybody would have just sat down. All the people who went and fought and bled the ground with their blood to get this, if they just sat down, do you think them fucking aristocrats would have took this country from anybody? No. The king would have come in and arrested them. They wouldn't have lifted a hand to fight them. The king would have come in and arrested them, hauled their ass back to England, and hung them. The people took this goddamn country. It belongs to the people. And now you go out on your goddamn public lands that belong to you, and oh, you find there's goddamn illegal agencies out there regulating your activities, violating your Bill of Rights, violating your due process rights. You can't do that. Why can't I? Well, because I'm an agency, and I say so. You're not. You're an illegal agency. I never gave you. You presume to have powers that I don't have. Though, therefore, they cannot be delegated. Therefore, you're just a goddamn rogue outsider coming in here trying to take me over and make a slave out of me. Boom! And that's the truth of it. But I mean, these Koch brothers, here, let's get back into it. Breitbart News most recently reported, reducing overall immigration, whereby more than 1.5 million illegal and legal immigrants enter the country. I do not give permission for that. Did you? Did any American national give goddamn authority for them to bring these people? Because every time one of them comes in, the pieces of the pie is recut. You take in a portion of what belongs to me. And you did so without providing me the due process of law that I am guaranteed. Fact is, you never had no authority to do it. Fact is, everybody they've let in here since the Revolutionary fucking War people, I'm telling you, they had no right to be here. We can't go back and remove all those people, obviously. But God damn it, I'm talking about this whole notion that this stuff, you know, that same group of people who I just said could not, if they would have stood up to the king, if it was really them that wrote that declaration, they'd went out there and with their little swordy things and their asses would have been hung. We talked about that. But that same little group of men who couldn't whip the wind with a fistful of hammers, we went out and took this goddamn country. We the people did. And now this same little group who could not have won it now, well, they got the right. It's all theirs. It didn't, none of it's yours. You, the people who took it, who should have. That was the great mistake, man. That's the only thing I hold against that generation. Why in God's name didn't you go back to Philadelphia and finish the fucking job? The Bill of Rights would have been the goddamn, we'd have just had common law. When we needed to come together, we'd already shown we could come together if we needed to. We just kicked the military of the greatest military on planet Earth. No, we have to have this federal apparatus in case some big power tries to get us. We didn't need it to whip them the first time, did we? You came out with something.
You know, Henry,
go ahead.
once this shit kicks off, it's not going to take all that long, I don't think, because, you know, the people are, like you just said, they're going to come together, even the military. They're going to kind of, once they've seen what the hell is going on, everyone's going to come together. This shit's going to come to a quick halt.
Consider.
I mean, it's not, you know, I just believe that this way, when this goddamn revolution finally kicks off, it's, I don't think it's going to last that long. It's just, what are they going to do, kill 400 million people, you know? It's just that they're going to get the message real goddamn quick.
Well, you're right that it's going to become evident. It's going to explode, I think, when it happens. But to get it all cleaned up and stuff, it's not going to happen quick. They have pumped so many people in here. I mean, goddamn, among our own people. Just like I was talking about General Mike. Now, he's a goddamn American. That son of a bitch doesn't have a clue what the Bill of Rights means or how it works. And that's our people. Now, they have pumped in 100 million people that Bill of Rights. These goddamn people are down to, they're talking, there should be laws passed so that I can tell that guy how to cut his hair. These son of a bitches don't have, that's why they were pumped in here. You're going to have to clean all that mess out. In the first place, you got to get your own goddamn people on board and understanding who they are and what their authority is, that every American national with that Bill of Rights in their hands has the right to go out the door and make war on them. Right there on the spot, and they're absolutely within their rights and they're within the law.
Yeah, you're right. I'm just talking about the part where the bleeding and the hurt, you know, all the goddamn ugly part. That's not going to last. That's going to last, you know, I don't know how long it's going to last, but it's not going to be a very long time. But like you said, to clean everything up, that's going to be the hard part.
Mark, I would agree with you, except for the international aspect and the fact of that goddamn, the fact that the United Nations building sits right there in fucking New York. The bottom line here is, brother, you're right. If it was just us inside our borders taking care of this, it would be an ass pounding and then a whole lot of deporting and hanging. But when we go to stomp their ass, make no mistake about it. Until we get control of our nuclear facilities in this country, the nuclear bombs, our nuclear arsenal, we're in a fight. Okay? But when we go out, like you said, we're going to bitch stomp them right out the gate. But as soon as we do, then that governor, he's going to be, oh, I'm a world governor. I mean, New World Order president of the United States. I need some foreign troops in here to put down this rebellion against the lawful elected government of the United States, elected by 25% of the goddamn traitors, a lot of them not even eligible to vote in this country, foreigners, and half your government made up. Oh, I've been here one whole generation. I see an invasion when I seize it. But then they'll send the Chinese. You're going to have to kill a couple million Chinese, and then we'll be done. And that's going to take a little while.
Yeah, I agree. I think we're going to have some friends in the military that's going to put the kibosh to a lot of that, Henry. But yeah, you're right. It's not going to be. I just, in my heart, I don't believe that the UN or any military force, like you say, is going to be that. They're going to come over here, but it's not going to be as big as you think. That's my opinion.
Oh yeah, they will send a million Chinese. Mark, hell, they're already talking about sending the United Nations into goddamn Chicago's asking them to. Of course they're going to do it. And the Chinese, man, they bred a whole generation for that. That's when they wouldn't let them have no little girls. They have told them that generation's, you know, they're our age now. And they've been told that, you know, what they'll be told is you can come there, you can have their women, you can have the property, you have to go there and kill them. And that's be the ones they send in here, and we're going to have to wipe them out. We're going to have to let them know. We're going to have to make it, like I said before, like getting sent to Stalingrad, to the Eastern Front, in the World War II, to where, you know, they're all going, oh, shit, I'm dead, as soon as they get on the boat. And we got to make them dead. When they come here, we got to kill them in the most gruesome ways. We got to stake them out. We got to make it just like, goddamn, I don't want to go there. I don't want to die like that. Because everybody that goes there is going to die. You know, Stalingrad, they had those goddamn Russians pushed up against the Volga. And they're up against the river. They couldn't retreat. I don't know if you've ever watched Enemy at the Gates, but man, that's how it went down. Charging freaking machine guns, German machine guns with nothing. But they just poured the people in. And this is what we got. We got people. We outnumber them, and we don't have to go in unarmed because we got the guns.
Yeah, you know, I just want to give everybody out there listening a little clue about what maybe clue is the wrong word, but in every port in this country, there's millions of containers, and I guarantee you, some of those containers right now are full of guns and ammo from China, just waiting to be opened up.
Oh hell yeah!
I just, you know what I'm saying, Henry? I mean, there are all kinds of armored vehicles already here that we don't know anything about. I guarantee you they're here. They're inside these goddamn containers. sitting at its ports.
Oh, I hear you, brother. And don't forget that the Panama Canal is controlled by, we built it. Who controls that today now, Mark?
It sure as hell isn't us.
It's the Chinese. The Chinese. I mean, and if you got an invasion force coming, we've already seen the invasion forces hit our southern border. They're embraced, and they're given money and resources, and this is what it will be because, you know, you're right about the military, because the military not as much as it used to be, because we were just talking about it here in this article, all the foreigners they've been putting in our military. But our people are there, too. But I'm telling you, when the invasion force comes, they'll be greeted by the Americans with the government, you know, the Tories. They're coming here to assist us to, you know, we're committing the act of apartheid, you know, with such a small group of us here that are claiming that we got the right to rule. But hey, we voted. There was a vote, and it's a legitimate government, and the Chinese are going to come here and help put down that uprising against the legitimate government. Those people who, but that's why it's got to be the Bill of Rights. If we're screaming it at the top of our lungs, they can't say it's about anything else but then the tyranny they are inflicting upon us. We're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches. And until then, people, the Bill of Rights. I mean, just tell anybody that starts saying, no, Bill, ask them, do you understand it? Do you understand what this fight's really about? And that is The Word from the Trenches.